Joining us on the Heister Automotive Group Hotline, Bally Sports, Carolina Hurricanes on the road, taking on Ottawa tonight, is Tripp Tracy. Tripp, how are you?
I'm doing great. I the one thing about not traveling, because we're going to call this game off a monitor, is it allows me to really try to slow down my 48-year-old metabolism during my preparation during the course of the day. So I just finished a bike ride. I'm doing great.
I was going to say, I'm not going to bring up the McDonald's hacked menu for next week, because that might be something that would mess with your metabolism. So the Canes have done a really good job against like teams, playoff caliber teams, teams that are atop the division, top the standings. Where they seem to have struggled, and I say struggled with not so much seriousness, but they can't seem to just look at a team like Ottawa, who has not been good this year, and just chalk this up as a win. They've had some nights where they've been surprised by the quote unquote bad teams. What do you think that is in the nature of the NHL, and why the Canes might deal with that?
You know, it's an excellent question, because not just tonight. Joe's, they're going to play New Jersey on Saturday and finish with San Jose before the All-Star break. And these are three teams that have gotten Carolina and beaten them this year. Is I would absolutely think that is going to be a central part of Rod Brindamore's message in Ottawa, that they're going to illustrate and make sure it's crystal clear the need for a good structured road performance, because some of these young teams, what do they have? They have clear cut positive direction. I mean, Ottawa just beat Buffalo 5-0 a couple of nights ago. New Jersey, we saw their youth, and when you have youth and speed, in particular up front, if you get away from structure and you play a loosey game, you're going to really increase your chances of losing. So I would think that will be a strong message to the group in Ottawa tonight, and it's only magnified because there aren't going to be any fans in the building. Mm-hmm. So we're going to learn a lot about the maturity of this group. They know exactly what's happened with their record against the teams that are in transition, that are rebuilding, that aren't winning. And the proof will be in the pudding tonight. Because I think that the message certainly will be central from the coaching staff and the leadership group on the club.
Tripp Tracy joining us here on the Heister Automotive Group Hotline. That's Jovius. I'm Joe Giglio. And Tripp, yeah, Ottawa is struggling. They're at the bottom of the standings, but they've actually won 5 of 8. Yes. And they got a point in their last game at Philadelphia. Are they doing something differently? You know, starting with that Carolina game on December 2nd, you know, they won 5 of the last 8 games.
Another relevant question, Joe, in complete fashion, because when they came in and they won that game, I mean, they had a ton of guys that either were just finishing or were on the COVID list. And I mean, that can whack. I mean, look at the New York Islanders this year, where they're at.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a team that's gone to the conference final last couple of seasons. So when you have a team that doesn't have the organizational depth because they're in transition, that some of the upper echelon teams do, they're going to struggle. Furthermore, they have struggled mightily in goal for the most part this year, and they've started to get good goaltending. Matt Murray, who had to go to the American Hockey League, a two-time Stanley Cup starting goaltender with the Pittsburgh Penguins, had the shutout the other night. He's played well recently. Anton Forsberg has played well, so I think goaltending's a big part of it. And then up front, in no particular order, Tim Stützle, really good young player. Norris is a guy that makes everybody around him better. This Fornington, I really like, tremendous speed out of the Ontario Hockey League. They just lost Batherton in a situation with contact that led to a suspension from the Buffalo goaltender, and that's really too bad because he's another critical piece. They have Thomas Chabot, who can do a ton on the blue line. So it's not particularly surprising to me, and they're starting to play without pressure. But I think the biggest thing is they have all of these young pieces that can already create offense and convert on offensive chances, and they're getting significantly better goaltending, and they've had COVID run through their group. So they've gone through the wave, and they just could not, to the ends of the earth, afford that type of mass COVID positives, because they're just not built right now to be able to withstand it.
Trip Tracy, Bally Sports, Carolina Hurricanes joining us here on the OG alongside Joe Giglio. I'm Joe Ovias.
I'm not suggesting Rod has forgotten how to manage an 82-game schedule. We all know that he doesn't need our help. But it is a little bit of a different role through the schedule here for Aho and for Svechnikov, who maybe hasn't been, you know, since that rookie year through this true slate. And as you mentioned, they're about to play like just look at these before the All-Star break. It's 3 games in 4 days,
yeah.
You know, and that's going to be the norm going forward. So I wonder how Rod, you know, like a jockey kind of wants to see how that racehorse goes. And how does he know which buttons to push are the right ones? Because he's done it right these last 2 years, which have been crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But now he has this chance to kind of get back to a little bit of normalcy. I'm curious to see how you're seeing him in the match. You know, the man, the Oz, with the buttons there behind the curtain, what he's done so well throughout his coaching tenure.
Constant communication with his coaching staff, his captain, and players, okay, to see how they're feeling. Recognizing wholeheartedly that rest in any situation, any season, and then amplified in a season like this, is a weapon. Rest and recovery is a weapon. I point to when Carolina eventually beat Washington Game 7, you know, the first of this string of playoff appearances. They played Game 6 on a Monday night, boys, and they didn't practice Tuesday. Game 6 was here. And then they didn't even have a morning skate before Game 7. And a lot of people said, what the heck? Are you serious? You haven't, you know, been on the ice until the final buzzer on Monday night. And as the game wore along, Carolina took over in regulation and then both overtimes before Brock McGinn won it. So I think that utilizing video a lot more than actual practice, communication with your players of how they're feeling, and communication with Don Waddell and the management team as to what your plan is going to be to allow guys to rest in the fast-moving train that is the NHL, but then in particular this ultra-unique season with the number of games you're going to play. The one last thing with Rod is that, you know, he's always crystal clear about this. You know, he literally just does focus on the day. It's an all-consuming job. But as soon as, even if it's a rousing win, like the other night was against Vegas, as soon as he goes into his coach's office, he might address the team for a couple of minutes. You know, we've seen some of those speeches that the social media people air. Then he goes right into his coach's office. Management might be down there. They might not. And they are formulating a plan for the next day or next couple of days. I thought, for instance, leaving Freddie Anderson behind here on Saturday when LaFontaine started with Ronta backing up, that gave him a mental rest and a physical rest. That was very smart because I think the mental rest, believe it or not, is as important, if not more important, than the physical toll moving forward again into these next couple of months.
Trip Tracy, Bally Sports, Carolina Hurricanes joining us here on the OD alongside Joe Giglio. I'm Joe Ovias. We'll close on this. Tony DeAngelo has points in 5 straight games. He's got a goal, 8 assists, and he's up, 33 points now on the season? Unequivocally, the Carolina Hurricanes absolutely got this right with Tony DeAngelo from a hockey sense. And I feel as though we can look at it that way, you know, just on a very cold business level. But I feel last week you kind of ventured into the waters that makes it personal for people, because there are people who still liked Dougie Hamilton and believe that he should have been here over that guy. There's also, you know, the pushback on Tony DeAngelo, the person, and they didn't want him on the team, and they're never going to get over that kind of stuff. So how did you kind of see how this week played out with your comments on the air, followed by, I know you had to tweet about this as well. So I found it interesting to see you trying to be an analyst about this and learning really quickly on Twitter. There are some very opinionated people on the matter of Tony DeAngelo.
It was eye-opening. There's no question about that. I guess to go through my thought process, because the disagreements that came my way, you know, I mentioned what I did in the tail stages of the game against the Rangers. And then because we got snowed in, we didn't travel. And I diligently thought about that tweet before I pressed the button. Mm-hmm. And I made it to the best of my abilities, crystal clear, at least to the best of my abilities, that my comments were from the seat professionally as an analyst, because that's my job. My job to assess this team. My job to, yes, within the regular season, but also anticipate the pieces of the puzzle that are going to allow the Hurricanes to go deeper in the playoffs. A lot of people said, well, Tripp, why are you bringing up the fact that, you know, comparing him, Tony, to Dougie, when Tony's been around here for several months, you know, when the game was played Friday night against the Rangers. My opinion, whether people agree with it or disagree with it professionally, it had relevance because Tony had just been the first star mm-hmm. in his first game against his former team. And he was brought in specifically to fill the role, and a big role, that was vacated by Dougie Hamilton. So for those reasons, in a very thoughtful period of time before I actually tweeted it, I felt that including both guys in the tweet, professionally speaking, and was relevant. As soon as Dougie, and he's on the trip with New Jersey, plays his first game against Carolina, and I hope it's Saturday night. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd go back and ask Hurricanes fans to look at the tape when he scored the game-winning goal against the Boston Bruins in the bubble. Nobody was singing his praises louder and with more intensity and passion than me. When Dougie Hamilton played true Norris Trophy complete hockey in the months before he broke his leg, nobody was pushing his Norris Trophy candidacy more than me. Mm-hmm. Nobody was pushing the fact that there too many men on the ice called was missed in Columbus that led to him breaking his leg, and my frustration with that, knowing the type of season he was enjoying. Personally, it's saddening for me because I shared with you guys off air before we've taped this segment. When my dad died a few years ago, we were on a plane to Montreal, and Dougie was the first person, something I will always remember, and I've shared with him on numerous occasions, to share his condolences about my dad's passing. That I will never forget. It is with absolute certainty as an analyst that I can say that Carolina Hurricanes would not have made the playoffs three consecutive times if Dougie Hamilton was not on the roster. Mm-hmm. I stand by my comments that he left me wanting more in the postseason. He left me wanting more on the defensive side of the puck. He left me more. He left me wanting more with regards to sandpaper that is required, in particular in the postseason. And I believe that D'Angelo has the capability of bringing those things, so it gives the Hurricanes a better chance of advancing in the playoffs. That's my professional opinion. I will be the first guy on earth to say I'm wrong. And I even privately told Dougie, because he's an extraordinarily good human being, that I'd love to see him prove me wrong. Mm. And finally, for the fans, guys, I think it makes Caniacs so special that they appreciate the personalities and the connection. You can talk about the surge. You can talk about Dougie and, you know, when he did the floss. You can talk about his selfless, genuine, it's all real care about other people that has broken down that barrier that oftentimes exists between players and their fan base. And the Hurricanes have as special of a lack of barriers between their fans and their players as there is in the NHL. And that is one of the big reasons that the Hurricanes are so relevant, that they're such a special organization. With all of that being said, I've always understood my job description to be to call the games as a professional analyst. And, you know, going back as long as I've known both of you, and John Forslin always emphasized this to me, going back to our first game in Greensboro in 1998, be yourself and trust your gut and your intuition. A lot of that comes with having been in experiences and learning from them. And I was professionally speaking, feeling it was a proper comparison for the reasons that I already mentioned, playing against your former team for the first time, coming in to fill a role. And so I would do it again. even with the disappointment. The disappointment and disagreements from the Hurricanes fans was hard. It was hard. It is hard. But that does not change my view of the situation and the deliberate nature of saying what I did, both in the broadcast and then on social media.
Chirp Tracy, Bally Sports, Carolina Hurricanes. Now I'm with you. And in terms of Dougie Hamilton versus Tony DeAngelo, really, we won't get the answer to that question until we get to the postseason. Because every move that the Canes made was about going further in the postseason. And that we don't know the answer to yet.
Yep.
But I'm looking forward to it. All right, man, we appreciate the time. As always, we'll be watching you on the broadcast.
Thank you, gentlemen, as always.